Hello and welcome to the new podcast station named MNFM. I'm your presenter, Og, and this is just the first podcast to test whether or not we have possibility of making podcasts or audio boo recordings, which is what I'm using at the moment, to publish what our intentions are. Our intentions are this. MNFM stands for Music Not For The Masses. We want to publish music of unsigned bands and unheard of bands, with their permission obviously, on short or long, depending on how much interest we get, podcasts. I'm using Audio Boo right now because I tried using the iPhone inbuilt recorder and then to email that recording to myself in which I can publish it. But unfortunately, with the iPhone, you are limited to 2 minutes broadcasting, and the recording I made was 11 minutes long, and unless I sync it with my Mac, I will only be able to unpublish it, sorry. And the intention of this is to publish audio files during the day while I'm out and about just using my iPhone. Pretty good concept. If it works or not, I have no idea. I'm quite amazed at this, actually, using recording devices. It's 10:30 in the morning. My phone's been off charge since 7 o'clock, and already I'm at 30% battery. That is really appalling. Well, right, to start with, the podcast has not started yet. We only have interest from bands, well, a few bands in Bolton, namely Strength of Will Is Mine. A good friend of mine, Colin, is a member of that band. He was the guitarist in Displacement, but now he's either a guitarist or bassist for Strength of Will Is Mine. Unfortunately, I've not seen him live yet, but I've heard some recordings, and they are actually fantastic. But other than that, that's all we have so far, so no podcasts can be started yet. The possible lineup for the DJs will be myself, Og, my girlfriend Becca, my friends Cam, Steampunk, Phil, and Whitey. We will be publishing a range of different genres under each DJ. So Phil and Whitey, for example, will be doing ska punk and punk, whereas myself will be doing heavy metal and hardcore and whatnot. The idea is to release 6 or 7 half-hour or one-hour podcasts a week. Hopefully, as long as we curb the language, we'll be able to publish it on iTunes, which makes it a lot easier for promotion. Otherwise, we might be using sites like Audio Boo and other sites like WordPress, for example, a blog site. But obviously, with that, the promotion will be a lot more difficult. But hopefully, using Facebook and MySpace on a regular basis, we'll be able to get that forward. Our intention is to simply get around the fact that there are these brilliant unsigned bands around that very few people have heard of, and maybe just get them a little bit of publicity. We're not really interested in profit, but if the interest is large enough, then we may start some small advertisements. But that's not, again, for, it may annoy you, the advertisements, but again, it's not for profit purposes. It is purely for helping the bands. So let's say they give us the right to publish their music for free, which is what we're intending, because for legal reasons I can't publish anything else. I need explicit permission to broadcast their material. But if they are up for that, then we might be able to fund back into helping them with gigs, whatnot, depending on how much advertisement revenue we would generate. But I doubt it'd be that much, because at least for the first 6 months, I don't think we'll have that many listeners. But to all listeners that we do gain, thank you very much for listening. Other than that, that's all I really have to say, and I'm almost running out of time on audio boo. But again, thank you for listening, and sorry if I've bored you to death, but hopefully in the future the podcast will have more of a definite format, and we'll be talking from a range of different discussions and playing music. Hopefully, if it's a half an hour set, that'll be 4 tracks of music that you may never have heard before, and 10 minutes of talking, general discussion and whatnot. And hopefully we'll be able to set up a VoIP network so people will be able to ring in, we record the phone calls, and then we publish them too, because we want the listeners to be involved just as much as we are. This is really a public format idea, just to get around the fact that these unsigned bands, they're just as good as the signed bands, they're just not that heard of. I really want to emphasize the fact that there should be more, and people should be selling B-sound in order to make something of themselves, you know? Well, thank you for listening, and goodbye.